Good morning. Hey, I got a question for you all. Who knows what this is?
Lips.
Lips? Sure, they're lips, but these are the marks that usually lips leave after they've done something. What usually leaves these lipsticks? A kiss. That's right, a kiss. Now, interesting, there's an acronym that goes by the word KISS. Now, does anyone know what an acronym is? That's all right. An acronym means each letter of that word means something. So this one is keep it simple from the start. I know why you're laughing. Yeah, that's a good one, you know? So keep it simple from the start. That means, you know, you don't always have to make things complicated. You don't need these to make things big and complicated. You can, if you keep it simple, everyone's going to understand what you mean. Now, in our gospel lesson, the disciples go to Jesus and they say, Jesus, teach us to pray. And he teaches them a prayer, which we know as the Lord's Prayer. Now, do you guys know the Lord's Prayer?
Yes.
Yeah. Something tells me you guys learned that at a very young age. And now, is that a very complicated prayer?
Yes.
It is. No, it's not complicated. It's a pretty easy prayer to learn. And let me just ask the rest of the congregation. Raise your hand if you learned the Lord's Prayer when you were, like, before you were four and under. Oh, a lot of hands going up. See, it's so simple that even a child can learn it. And I bet you all can say it with me now, right? Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord reminds us to keep it simple, and he demonstrates that in the best way through his Lord's Prayer. You may be seated.